So this upcoming March 5th will be the 50th anniversary of the death of the singer Patsy Cline. Cowboy Copas and Hawkshaw Hawkins and a pilot and some other people died in the plane crash. But Patsy's the one we remember. The thing to remember when you're flying in a small plane is you need to have a pilot who knows how to fly on instruments. Because over and over and over again in the music world, with the deaths of Buddy Holly, Patsy Cline, Otis Redding, Jim Croce, Stevie Ray Vaughan, these people all died because the pilots screwed up in bad weather. And they go down, and it's done. Now, at the time of Patsy's death, she was 30 years old, and she had had two number one hits and two number two hits. She was a star. In fact, she was the only female country star at the time whose name could appear higher than male country stars in billing. At the time of her death, she was just another one of many country stars at work. But something happened with her death and what death does to singers, because she's become iconic. I mean, for most of us, I know for me, if I think country music, I think Hank Williams, Patsy Cline. She is as big a figure since her death as Elvis Presley and Johnny Cash. She is a huge star in the history of music. She had this amazing contralto voice. She knew how to use a torch song, even though that really wasn't her initial interest in music. She just wanted to do cowgirl country songs. But as time passed, that's what her contralto voice did. She'd been around. She'd even been on television before 1957 when she was on the Arthur Godfrey program. And here, from April 26, 1957, on Arthur Godfrey, she had been on the show in January, and I have that recording, though it is cut off on both ends and it isn't the best quality. So I'm going to play this version of her singing her first hit, and this is what put her on the map. Singing Walking After Midnight, which she thought of as just a little pop song. This was Patsy Cline becoming a star.
We had time. Oh.
I go out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I walk for miles along the highway. Well, that's just my way of saying I love you. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I stop to see a weeping willow crying on his pillow. Baby, he's crying for me. And as the skies turn gloomy, night winds whisper to me, I'm lonesome. After midnight, out in the starlight, just hoping maybe somewhere a walking. After midnight, searching for me. I go hard walking after midnight, out in the starlight, just hoping maybe somewhere a walking. After midnight, searching for me.
Oh yeah, stardom beckoning. Patsy Cline was born in 1932 in Winchester, Virginia. Her mom was 16 years old and her father was 43 at the time. She grew up on the wrong side of the tracks, but her mom made her costumes when she started getting into music. And by the 50s, she was actually working as a singer. And she had a recording career starting around 1955, first with Four Star Records, but after Walkin' After Midnight hit, she was signed by Decca. She met Owen Bradley, who was responsible for her hits in her hit period once she was on Decca. Here's just a taste of some of Patsy Cline's greatest rockingest tracks.
My love is stronger than the mightiest tree. My love is squeeze me tight. Hug me, honey, with all your might. Love me, honey, do. Your love is warmer than a bright, shiny day. It makes me tingle and I like it that way. Your love is sweet, sweet as can be. Darling, we say that your love is all for me. Well, love me, honey, do.
What I mean by rock? Isn't that rock? That's got a lot of rhythm in my soul. Roll, 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 and the love I have for you. And I think these songs are just killer. You know, back in the 90s, I was with a friend one night, and his girlfriend called, and I don't want to say her name or anything, but she was concerned because when she learned that we were listening to Patsy Cline records, she thought, only fags listen to Patsy Cline. I had never heard that before. I thought it was hysterically funny. And I just passed that on with the kind of shrug that I just don't know what to make of it.
I walk in dreams. I I dreamed about you, a walking dream. Can't do without you, a lovely dream. Just can't forget you, 'cause you're so dreamy, peach and creamy, walking dream.
Never Know More and Walk and Dream. Now, Walk and Dream sounds to me, from this distance, like an Everly Brothers track, like a rock and roll track. Yet this is country music, and she considered herself to be a country star? She considered herself to be a country singer, a cowgirl. She felt most comfortable wearing cowgirl outfits. But I don't know. Isn't this stuff neat? I mean, this is exactly why I wanted to do this show, to play these amazing rock tracks.
Let the teardrops fall. You said you wasn't gonna call. You didn't love me at all. So let the teardrops fall. Taylor.
met a woman, you recognize her name, who in our conversation told me you were her old flame. Well, I didn't want to listen, but as she told me more, I learned more about you than I'd ever knew before. You're keeping too many secrets from me. But baby, now I'm wise to you. You fool me like the others, then I know what you'll do. You'll find yourself a new love, then give me a secret too. Well, I walked up to a counter to buy some cigarettes, and standing there beside me was a gal I'd never met. She pulled out her wallet, and much to my surprise, there she held your picture, baby, right before my eyes. You're keeping too many secrets from me. But baby, now I'm wise to you. You fool me like the others, then I know what you'll do. You'll find yourself a new love, then give me a secret too. You'll find yourself a new love, then give me a secret too. Now, baby, if you're needing
So that was Too Many Secrets, Let the Teardrops Fall, and In Care of the Blues. Now here's the song that the bio movie about Patsy took this song for its title. And that's fine. It's just that the movie is very inauthentic. Okay. because of the film, I always thought that the death happened because in a fog they flew into the side of a mountain. There were no mountains. They landed in woods. The movie is just completely false. But it's a way to get a picture of this woman. That's a torch song, sure. Now, where I came in, back when I was a kid, when I was about 10 or 11, my dad bought a new stereo for the house. And one of the records that came in was a compilation of country hits. And there were probably 20 songs that I loved and I loved to play over and over again on that record when I was just a kid. And one of them was Patsy's huge number one hit, I Fall to Pieces. This is not an easy song to sing.
I the way you used to do. But each time I go out with someone new, you walk by and I fall to pieces. You walk by and I fall to pieces.
The best. I fall to pieces. One other thing that was great about her was that she was the first major crossover star. Now, Hank Williams had written songs that pop musicians had sung. Tony Bennett had sung Cold, Cold Heart, etc. But country music and pop music were very much separate categories until Patsy came along and she made the crossover. So now we come to the sweetest and best period of Patsy's music. Not that every song so far hasn't been great, but these songs are just killer. So let's take a moment to listen to some live recordings from 1961. Now, in 1961, she was involved, unfortunately, in a serious car accident, and she was... It affected her deeply. She had to wear wigs the rest of her life. She had a huge scratch on her forehead from it. She was thrown into a windshield. Anyway, here from the Cimarron Ballroom in 1961, here's Patsy doing a rock and roll song, a rockabilly song, and covering Hank Williams.
Now get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Well, get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Well, roll my breakfast, cause I'm a hungry man. I said shake, cradle, and roll. I said shake, cradle, and roll. Daddy ho said shake, cradle, and roll. I said shake, cradle, and roll. Now don't do nothing to save a doggone soul. I'm like the one-eyed cat beeping in a seafood store. I'm like the one-eyed cat beeping in a seafood store. Well, I can look at you, tell you don't love me no more. Well, I said shake, rattle, and roll. I said shake, rattle, and roll. I said shake, rattle, and roll. Daddy, oh, said shake, rattle, and roll. Now you don't do nothing to save your doggone soul.
I wonder if she really understood what a one-eyed cat peeping in a seafood store means.
I got a feeling cause I'm blue. Oh Lord, since my daddy said goodbye, I don't know what I'm gonna do. All I do is sit and cry. Oh Lord, that last long day he said goodbye. Well Lord, I thought I would die. He'll do ya, he'll do me, he's got the kind of loving. But Lord, I love to hear him when he calls me sweet baby. What a beautiful dream. I hate to think it all over, I lost my heart at sea. I've grown so used to that man somehow. That's what's the matter with me. Well, I'm in love with a wonderful guy, but he don't care about me. Well, I tried and I tried to keep him satisfied, but he just wouldn't stay. But now that he is leaving, this is all I've got to say. Got a feeling cause I'm blue, oh Lord, since my daddy said goodbye. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I lost my heart, it seems. Yeah, let's take it home. I've grown so used to that man somehow, and I'm nobody's sugar baby now. Cause I'm loving love, I got the love's in
blue.
Still care for you. How strange.
very much, and everybody's waiting for you to sing, so what's it going to be?
My brand new Decca record.
Crazy Gal, crazy.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted, and then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I let myself worry? Wondering what in the world did I do? Oh, crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you. Crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for crying and crazy for trying, and I'm crazy for loving you.
So that's Crazy, which was written by Willie Nelson. Now, in 1961, when she had the hit single of I Fall to Pieces, which made it to number one on the country charts and made top 10, I think, on the pop charts. That was when she had that car accident, and that kept her hospitalized for a month or two. And so she wasn't able to capitalize on the success of I Fall to Pieces. And Owen Bradley brought her Crazy, which she didn't really like the composition the first time she heard it. And she tried it in the first recording session they weren't happy with, and so they dropped it. But Bradley got her to come back to it again, and she was actually still recuperating from the accident at that time, and she couldn't really hit the higher notes. So what they did was they recorded the instrumental track, and they waited for her to get better. And Crazy was a huge, huge hit. So there's just not that much to tell, you know, because by this point, we're near the end. And I repeat, she was not some kind of huge star at the time of her death, but that death, and of course, the amazing quality of her voice, is what has turned her into an iconic country figure. She's still the biggest of all the female country stars. You know, she's tops them all. And, you know, it's an amazing thing. So we're just going to go out here with the last few wonderful hits of The Klein.
I've got your picture that you gave to me, and it's signed with love, just like it used to be. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got your picture, she's got you. I've got the records that we used to share, and they still sound the same. as when you were here. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got the records, she's got you. I've got your memory, or has it got me? I've got your class ring that proved you cared, and it still looks the same as when you gave it, dear. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got these little things, she's got you. Your memory, or has it got me? I really don't know, but I know it won't let me be. I've got your class ring that proved you cared, and it still looks the same as when you gave it, dear. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got these little things, she's got you. Takes me to the places you and I used to go. He tells me over and over that he loves me so. He gives me love that I never is true. Why can't he be you? He never fails to call and tell me I'm on his mind, and I'm lucky to have such a guy. I hear it all the time, and he does all the things that you would never do. He loves me too, his love is true. Why can't he be you? Just to prove his love. And my friends say, when he's around, I'm all he speaks of. And he
does all the things that you would never do. He loves me too, his love is true. Why can't he be you?
I don't know what to make of the stories that, you know, Dottie West and Loretta Lynn and June Carter Cash and some of Patsy's other friends all say that in her last year or so, Patsy spoke often that she felt like she was doomed, that things were coming to an end. She actually gave away, apparently, a lot of her belongings. You know, she was generous anyway, but she began to give personal items to friends. And she wrote her will on airline stationery and asked close friends to care for her kids if anything happened to her. She told Jordanaire's backup singer, Ray Walker, the week before her death, "Honey, I've had two bad accidents, and the third one will either be a charm or it'll kill me." See, I don't know what to make of that, because if she hadn't died on March 5th, 1963, would we even remember these statements? In late 1962, on a radio interview, Patsy was asked about her, about how she was able to do what she did as a singer, and she replied, "Oh, I just sing like I hurt inside."
If you are sincere when you say you don't care, memory. If the love that we knew won't bother you, darling, you're stronger than me. For if still
got leaving on your mind. got leaving on your mind? If there's a new
That's it for our deep listen to The Kline tonight here on The Chill Room on killradio.org. But we're not done yet, so stay tuned.